The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Adams Central has got the ball near sideline. Nolan Chagrou hops into the lane, puts it up there left-handed, and scores. Chagrou now with 5 points in the ball game, 22-13.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities battle in Hastings as the Adams Central Patriots host the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And Kearney Catholic gets the rebound, so they've got it in the offensive end. Masker in the lane. Masker with a little bunny hook, and it rolls around and in. Matt Masker coming alive here offensively. He's got a dozen aim now.
It's the final game of the regular season for these former conference foes as they begin sub-district play on Tuesday night. It's the Stars and Patriots coming up next, but first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Adams Central High School with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Adams Central for a traditional end-of-the-season matchup here between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. A lot has changed for these two squads since when they were in the Luplat Conference together. Both of them have joined different conferences since then. Adams Central comes in with a record of 13-9 on the year, and really, in some flashes, played very, very good basketball, and Kearney Catholic is 4-17 on the year. They did pick up a win against Arcadia Loup City to pick up a little bit of momentum. They played better down the stretch here. And as Coach Zach Foster of Adams Central told me before the game, he said there's no question. Kearney Catholic is the best 4-17 team in the state. In fact, he told me that he thought Kearney Catholic would probably win their sub-district. And his goal was to get Adams Central to make it into that sub-district final as well. But that's two games down the road for both of these squads, so we got a lot of time to talk about that. But a couple of programs that have a lot of respect for each other, and they get together to wrap up the regular season here at Adams Central. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll step away for a moment. Be back with the starters right after this.
5 years ago, we brought our bank to Kearney, and wow, what a great time we've had. This is James Friesen, branch manager of Town & Country Bank in Kearney. We are deeply grateful for the opportunity to be a true community bank in this fantastic community. Your response has been awesome. So awesome that we needed more space. As we speak, we're putting finishing touches on our new building at 60th and 2nd Avenue. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to grow here. Town & Country Bank is committed to serving you from any of our four branches in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Member FDIC.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are a part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Call Nationwide Agent Insurance Plus Financial Services in Hastings and Fairfield, 402-461-4465. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
It's time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll start, first of all, for the visitors, Kearney Catholic, 4-17 on the year, and their starters are Joshua Long, a 6'3 senior, who averages 6.5 points and 3.4 rebounds. Matt Masker, the 6'3 senior, averages 10.3 points and 4.1 rebounds. Logan O'Brien, only a freshman at 6'2, averages 1.4 points and 2.3 rebounds. Brant Grosskreutz, a 5'11 sophomore,
more, averages 6 points and 2.4 rebounds. And the big man, Marcus Benish, a 6'8 senior, averages 6.8 points and 4.2 rebounds here for head coach Bob Langan. Assistant coaches are Joey Werning, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. And now for Adams Central, who, as we mentioned, come in with a record of 13-9 on the year. Their starters are Nolan Sugaru, a 5'9 junior, who is averaging 10.7 points per ball game. Jack Keller, 6'2 and a senior, averages 4 points a game. Thomas Hunt, a 6'2 junior as well, averages 10.4 points. Hagen Hilgendorf is a 6'9 sophomore, and Hilgendorf averages 14.1 points per ball game. He's a huge force on the inside. And Landon Weber, a 6'2 junior, averages 2 points per ball game for head coach Zach Foster. The assistant coaches are Tom Schlechta, Nolan Samuelson, Sam Cook, and Zach Hunt. Again, your starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll be ready to get things underway here between Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. Here from Adams Central, we'll be back right after this timeout.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Excellence in Rehabilitation is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
You haven't heard anything different yet, Ms. Spencer?
About what?
Whether or not we got games Tuesday, Thursday on the AM?
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. The starter's about to be announced here to the home crowd of the Patriots as Kearney Catholic in their road green uniforms being introduced right now. And coming up next here will be Adams Central in their home whites. Don't forget, going on right now over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we have the state wrestling semifinals wrapping up as Doug has the call from Omaha. As we're checking to see how wrestlers from both of these two schools are doing, as well as all the wrestlers from around the area, as Doug does such an outstanding job with that. Don't forget that a week from Saturday, we'll have the wrestling duels for you also here on Platte River Radio. And a week from tonight, here we'll have coverage of Grand Island Central Catholic and Kearney Catholic girls at their sub-district from Hastings College. We'll be on the other side of town here coming up next Friday night. So we're all set and ready to get this one underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Glad you could be with us here on the ESPN Superstation in Kearney and in Hastings. At 1550 in Hastings, 1460 in Kearney. And we've got everything pretty well set and ready to go. We'll have one last break. Back with a tip right after this.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Hi, this is Ron Horsch with Town & Country Bank in Kearney. Years ago, Dad gave me some good advice. Go to a doctor you trust for medical care, go to an attorney you trust for legal advice, and build your bank relationship on a foundation of trust. Since 1905, Town & Country Bank has served its customers with honesty, simplicity, and soundness. That's the foundation of trust and the way banking should be. I invite you to do your banking at Town & Country Bank with branches in Kearney, Ravana, Pleasanton, and Litchfield. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. All get ready for the tip here. It'll be Masker doing the jumping against Hilgendorf for Adams Central. And the whistle in the mouth of the official, and the ball will enter the center jump circle, and we are underway here at Adams Central. And the tip will be controlled by Hilgendorf and Adams Central. So they'll look and see what Kearney Catholic has in store for. Arm a 1-3-1 zone to get things started, and bringing it up here is going to be Hunt. Hunt gets it inside. Great entry pass in for Hilgendorf, and Hilgendorf will finish at point blank range. Good entry pass in for Hilgendorf, and he made short work of it there. So here Kearney has it in the hands of O'Brien. They'll give it off for Masker. Masker will drive, kick right side. Long will penetrate on that baseline. He's shut off there nicely by Keller, so they'll kick it back out for Masker. Masker flips back out here for Long. Long penetrate. Kick out in the corner here for O'Brien. O'Brien will get it back out here for Blake Teal, and then they're going to kick the ball out here on the right side. Teal made the start tonight, changing the lineup up here a little bit from what Coach Langan gave us earlier. Top of the circle, three-pointer going to be up and no good, and rebounded by Adams Central, and then a foul. Hunt pulled down the board, and then Kearney Catholic's going to commit the foul. So the foul is going to be on the Stars, Brant Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz called for the foul. Now picking up the defense here will be Grosskreutz as they get the ball here on the left side for Hunt. Hunt will give it off on the right side for Keller. And now on the right wing here is Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf jumper going to be no good, and rebounded by O'Brien. So Stars will kick it up to Masker. And O'Brien will give it between the circles here for Long. Long will spin. Kick back out. Here's going to be Masker for three, and he hits the three. Matt Masker will give Kearney Catholic their first lead of the ball game. It's 3-2 here in the early stages. So left wing with the basketball is going to be Sugru. Sugru gives top of the circle for Weber. Back on that left side for Hunt. Great entry pass inside, and Sugru all alone. They lost track of Nolan, and Nolan got the bounce pass and the easy bucket. So now with it is going to be O'Brien. O'Brien will give it to Masker. Masker will spin, and he'll kick it. It's going to end up going in the backcourt. Don't believe it was touched. That's going to be Adams Central basketball, and they'll be able to inbound on the baseline. Missed the target and went all the way out of bounds on the baseline here. So Adams Central, who's done a great job of working the ball into 6'9", Hagen Hilgendorf, maybe they'll do that right here. They'll lob it into him, but he'll be top of the circle working against Masker. He'll jump. Stop, kiss it off the glass, no good. And Benish will pull down the rebound. So Benish with the board after the miss, and Masker will bring it across the timeline. He has it on the dribble, gives it between the circles here for O'Brien. O'Brien will throw it on that baseline for Benish. Benish working against Hilgendorf, will shoot, has a shot blocked, by Hagendorf and out of bounds. So Hilgendorf with the block, but Adams Central still has to play a little defense here because it went out of bounds, and it'll be Hilgendorf who will pressure Masker, who's inbounding here. And he'll just lob it between the circles, getting it for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz gives right side for O'Brien. And dribbling through here on the right side is going to be Grosskreutz. His jumper's going to be no good, and rebounded by Hilgendorf. So Hilgendorf with the bound will kick it up ahead here for Hunt. Hunt gives it to Sugrue. Sugrue is going to kick left side. Open for the jumper is Keller. His three is going to be no good, and Masker will pull down the board. Masker kicks up for O'Brien. So here comes Kearney Catholic. Back to Masker. He thought about that three. He'll give it to O'Brien. He'll shoot the tray. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Sugrue. So Shug pulls down the board. Kicks up ahead here for Hunt. Hunt will work back around the perimeter on the baseline. Now throwing it top of the circle. They'll get it out here for Keller. Star is still going with a 1-3-1, but they have a little bit different look to it right now. And as they moved up that bottom guy up to the top, and then they'll drop him down later. Ball's between the circles here for Weber. Weber's going to step back, shoot a three. That's going to be no good, and O'Brien pulls down the board. So here come the Stars. They get it out to Grosskreutz. And then the kick into the corner here for Masker. Masker's going to shoot a three. That's going to be off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound going to be picked up by Long, and Long with the putback. And the Stars go back on top now, 5-4. We're at the 4:10 mark of the first quarter, and the Stars will make a line change here at the next stoppage. Right wing with it is Keller. Keller gives it top of the circle here for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf will set a screen, and that will open up Hunt, and Hunt will hit the three. Thomas Hunt with the three-pointer using the screen set there by Hilgendorf. And the Patriots have their first made three-pointer of the game. Here on the left side is going to be Grosskreutz. He'll throw it over there for Masker. Masker on the dribble, has it top of the circle, and will give it to O'Brien. O'Brien, left side, giving it here for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz lobs it inside for Benish. Benish with a kiss off the glass after making the catch. That wasn't an easy catch there, but no pressure put on the ball, so they were able to lob it inside here for Benish, and we're now tied at 7. Sugrue has it here for Adams Central. They'll work the ball inside. Benish is able to knock it loose, and Adams Central's turned the ball over. That's good defense there by Marcus Benish, getting that ball away from Hagendorf. And now on the dribble here is going to be Kearney Catholic. Right wing, they get it to O'Brien. Now over for Long. Long, little jump stop, and his pass is going to be intercepted. Good work there by Sugar to make the interception, and he'll kick out. Keller's going to drive the baseline, and they find the open trail three here by Weber, and Weber will hit the three. And Landon Weber strokes in the three-pointer, and the Patriots go back on top, their largest lead of the game here at 10-7. Masker will give it here on the right side for Long. Long in the corner there for O'Brien. Back to Masker. Man-to-man is Adams Central at the moment with 2:33 to go here in the first quarter. Right wing O'Brien stomps at the elbow, kicks out here for Long. Long will get back to Masker. Masker thought about the three, doesn't want to shoot over the top of Weber. He drives instead, and there's going to be a foul there. I think it's going to be on Weber, as Masker was being very aggressive there going in, and Landon Weber going to be called for his first foul of the game. So two free throws coming up here from Matt Masker, who is one of those, that large class of walk-on football players at the University of Nebraska. And Masker, 64.1% free throw shooter on the year. Strokes in the first free throw. Makes it now 10-8 with 2:22 to go here in quarter number one. Star is still down by a couple. And Masker will try to cut it in half, and he does. It's now a one-point ball game. He'll come out of the game. Checking in for him is going to be Kegan Bosshammer. So ball inbounded here for Keller. And Keller will get the ball out here for to Hunt. They give it in here for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf outside the lane will drive. Nice step through. Shot's going to be no good, and the foul is going to be on Benish. Good step through to open that up. That was a good post move there by Hilgendorf, who can handle the ball, dribbles up, shoots the ball well. He has a lot of weapons at his disposal, and he'll be at the free throw line, and he misses the first of two free throws. Hilgendorf another free throw on the way here, and the second one is good. He missed the first one, but makes the second, and that will make it now 11-9. Stars down by two, and the Patriots will go full court pressure here. Grosskreutz with the bounce pass, getting it over there for Bosshammer. Back to Grosskreutz. He bounces it up ahead here for Caleb Hoyt, and Hoyt will kick it out of here for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz gives it off here for Blake Teal, and Teal will kick the ball into that corner. Now left side for Grosskreutz. Back to Teal, top of the circle. He'll shoot a long three. No good. And Hilgendorf Benish going to come down with the ball together. Possession arrow pointing to Kearney Catholic. So we'll give Marcus Benish credit for an offensive rebound here. Back into the game here for Kearney Catholic. Masker and O'Brien. Checking in here for the Patriots. Back again is going to be Nolan Sugru. And also in the game, Tyler Schlechta. Man-to-man at the moment here for Adams Central. And the ball thrown between the circles here for O'Brien. Give it to Teal. Back out here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer gives top of the circle for Hoyt. Hoyt's going to drive, and he'll kick it on the baseline. And keeping that dribble going here is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer in the lane, penetrates, kicks out to Teal for three. Going to be no good. And rebound pulled out of there by Lipovsky. So Lipovsky pulls down the board here for Adams Central, and they bring in the offensive end. Driving to Sugru, dish to Schlechta on the baseline. He'll kick it back out. Three-pointer, good. Great pass inside and then back out, and Lipovsky will drain the three-pointer, and it's now a five-point Adams Central lead. Minute to go here in the first quarter. Breaking the press on the dribble is Masker, but he shut off on the baseline, so they'll work back around in the half-court set. Right wing with it is Bosshammer. Bosshammer on the dribble. We'll give it over here for O'Brien. Now left side, they give it to Hoyt. Hoyt looks to the inside, but he'll give it to Teal. Teal will skip it across over for O'Brien. O'Brien on that right wing has used up his dribble. He'll give it on the right side here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer looks to the inside, but there's nobody there. And now dribbling here is going to be Masker. Masker on that right side working against the pressure here of Jake Fleischer. And they'll have to kick the ball back around the perimeter. Out here, left side here for Bosshammer. Right side for Masker. Masker shoots the three. It's going to go over, hits the iron, and goes over the top of the glass and out of bounds. So the basketball is going to belong here to Adams Central with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. Patriots with a five-point lead. And slowly bringing the ball up here is going to be Nolan Sugru. Breaks the timeline with 12 to go. He'll hand off to Schlechta. Schlechta between the circles. Now we'll give it off here for Hunt. Hunt drives on that right side. 3 seconds left. He'll step through. He'll flip it. Give it to Hagendorf. The shot at the buzzer rolls around, and it would not fall. Would have counted had it gone in. They got a good look at it. But Adams Central has to be content with a five-point lead as we head to the second quarter. It's 14-9 here at Adams Central. We're back after this.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Broadcast booth is brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Adams Central with a 14-9 lead and the basketball to start the second quarter. They inbound it here for Lipovsky. Lipovsky gives off on that left side for Hunt. Hunt will lob it over for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf had a little trouble coming up with it. Actually, he was behind the arc when he comes up with it. And now he's used up his dribble. He'll hand off here for Sugru. Sugru, that's a tough shot. And my, what a little hook there. Is able to elevate it over everybody and gets the bucket. That had a degree of difficulty to it.
And right now, a nice job here by Adams Central pressuring the basketball, but Stars throw it across the timeline, giving it to Bosshammer. Bosshammer gets it inside for Masker. Masker will kiss it off the glass and in. Well, again, Adams Central so long, and Kearney Catholic was lobbing it over the top of that zone. And Adams Central really put good pressure on, but still the Stars were able to beat the press at the last moment and get the bucket. Left side, Sugar has it. He'll step back, try a three. That's no good. Lepofsky keeps it alive, and it's going to go off the hands of Adams Central and out of bounds. No, they're going to say last touch by Benish. So good work there on Landon Weber's part to make sure Benish couldn't reel that in, and so that'll be a team rebound here for Adams Central. And they'll lob the ball in here for Sugru. Sugru gives it on the right side for Hunt. Hunt's going to drive, creates a little bit of space, puts up the shot. It's going to be no good. And a rebound by Bosshammer. Bosshammer will kick here on the left side for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz on the baseline, shut off by Sugru. Now he'll go back in. Sugru shuts him off again, and they'll work back around the perimeter. Right wing with the basketball is going to be O'Brien. Bosshammer will kick it out here for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz on the dribble to the elbow, and now we'll give the ball left wing here for O'Brien. Inside for Benish. Benish with a tough post move. He'll score. He shoots over the top of Hilgendorf for the bucket. And now in transition, a little runner here by Lepofsky. Shot's going to be no good, but the tip back in by Lepofsky. Good work there pulling down his own miss and then getting the offensive board for Gavin Lepofsky. So on that right side, Masker has it. He'll kick the ball back out. A three-pointer that's an air ball here for Kearney Catholic, and the big man will pull down the rebound. Dribbling out with it is going to be Hilgendorf. Told you he could dribble with it pretty comfortably, and they work back around the perimeter. They get it out to Sugru. He'll shoot the three. That's going to be no good, and Masker pulls down the board. So the Stars, down here by five, will bring across the timeline. It's 18-13, and driving here on the right wing is going to be Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz fouled on the bodies. He puts up the shot, so he'll step to the stripe and shoot a couple. The foul is going to be on Nolan Sugru, his first of the game. And after wiping the dirt off of his shoes, Brent Grosskreutz will shoot two free throws here. Grosskreutz, a 45.8% free throw shooter, but he makes the first one here. Makes our score 18-13. And we'll remind you that the internet streaming of all of our high school games on Platte River Radio Group of Stations and at PlatteRiverPreps.com is brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Second free throw is also good here for Grosskreutz, so he has his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 18-15. Adams Central with a three-point lead as they bring it across the timeline. They give it left side for Keller. Keller's going to drive through the lane, slipped a little bit, put up an awkward shot, got his own rebound, kicks it out, three-pointer won't go. Another offensive board reeled in there by Weber, and so a couple of offensive boards here, and Adams Central still with a chance to score. They're dribbling that left side to Hunt. Hunt kicks it out to Keller, who's open. That three won't go. And finally, Kearney Catholic pulls down the rebound by Benish. And he'll get the ball out here for Grosskreutz. A couple of good opportunities there for Adams Central, but they're not shooting the ball real well at the moment. Grosskreutz on that right wing with the dribble. Stops at the free throw line. Backing out. And he's got it top of the circle. Kicks right wing here for O'Brien. O'Brien back out to Masker. And they get it out here for Bosshammer. Kagan looks to the inside. We'll throw it now right side for Masker. Masker dribbles in the lane, backs up a little bit, puts up the shot, no good, and Benish is going to be called for the foul. Hilgendorf was in great position to get the rebound, and Benish should have just let it be, but he comes in there and pushes from behind, and so that will be his second foul of the game. And so he'll sit down. And now Hilgendorf has a huge size advantage because he's being defended by Josh Long at 6'3". So Hilgendorf has 6 inches on the guy defending him, and he'll drive against Long, and he'll draw that body contact, driving that baseline. He goes in strong, and now he'll go to the line and shoot a couple. The foul will be on Long, his first. And now Hilgendorf shooting two. The first one's in and out. No good. That was halfway down when it rimmed out of there. Schlechter going to check back in here for Adams Central. And for Kearney Catholic, Caleb Hoyt reports for duty. Also for the Stars moments ago, Eli Richter checked into the game. So the free throw is up and good here for Hilgendorf.
So on the bounce here is going to be Grant. Brant Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz uses up his dribble, and Hoyt will help him out. So Caleb has it on that right side, dribbling against a little bit of pressure here by Lepofsky. And they'll look inside as Teal has it. He'll give it here left side for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz on the dribble, picked up by Schlechta, and he'll get the ball out here for Hoyt. Hoyt's going to drive, shut off on that baseline by Lepofsky, gives it for Teal, and they're going to call a little hand check foul here against Adam Central, Thomas Hunt. And that'll be the first on Hunt. Three is a team on the Patriots, and so Kearney Catholic will inbound as they'll get the ball in for Eli Richter. They work around the perimeter. Long gives it on that right side for Teal. Teal can't shoot over the top of Lepofsky, so they'll get the ball back out here, and we're going to call a walk on Kearney Catholic. That'll be an unforced error here on the Stars as Adam Central forces the turnover, and they've got a four-point lead here, 19-15. Adam Central's led by five a couple of times. Kearney Catholic's had a couple of one-point leads, and that's been the range of where the basketball game's been. Schlechter will get it on the baseline here for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf shoots over the top of Richter. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Hoyt. So Kearney Catholic will slowly bring it in the offensive end. They'll break the timeline with 3.5 to go before halftime. Right wing with the basketball is going to be Richter. Richter hands off here for Hoyt, who drives in the lane and will kick it to Teal. And Teal, yeah, little bounce there, and that'll be a turnover. Got the ball and couldn't decide what he wanted to do and just end up with a little bounce, and that's going to be a walk. As Masker's going to check into the game here for Richter. Stars make the substitution, and Adam Central will inbound it. Schlechter tosses the ball up ahead here, and the freshman will run into the corner as they get the ball here to Sugru. He's got it top of the circle, and a timeout being taken here by Coach Foster. Adam Central calls the timeout with 3:10 to go here in the second quarter. They lead it 19-15. And our timeout brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. We return to Adam Central right after this.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Well, unfortunately for Kearney Catholic, Cole Staub still, those ligaments in his ankle not healing, just too loose there, so he appears to be done for the season. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney. It's always unfortunate that it happens to anybody, but especially in somebody's senior year, so Cole Staub probably will not be on the roster when sub-districts roll around on Tuesday for both of these squads. Kearney Catholic will be taking on Wood River in Holdridge, and St. Paul will be the opponent here for Adams Central when they travel to Grand Island Senior High on Tuesday. Sub-districts getting underway as this is the last regular season game for both of these two squads. Nolan Sugru, entry pass on the inside, is going to be knocked away, but somehow Hunt still comes up with it. He'll put up the shot. That's going to be no good, and rebounded by Teal. Well, Adam Central got a little bit of a break there. Good defensive play to stop the initial play there by Grosskreutz, but good work there to keep the ball alive for Adam Central. We got a whistle away from the ball, and more than likely that's going to be a defensive hold here. And the foul is going to be on Schlechta. And Tyler has his first foul of the ball game. And they'll throw the ball on that left side here for Caleb Hoyt. Hoyt hands off here from Asker. Masker, jump stop in the lane. We'll get the ball back out to Hoyt. Good defense there by Keller on Masker. Masker has it again. Keller's in his back pocket. He has a little runner. Has his shot blocked, it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that that it was not blocked. From my vantage point, I thought it was. It goes out of bounds. That is an air ball. And right now, I think Masker's hurt. He is rubbing that left shoulder of his. And he's still out there. And he's still trying to shake it out. That's our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back to Game of Life, two locations in Kearney. So we'll keep an eye on Masker here. Pass on that right side for Keller. Keller will bounce it Out for Hunt, top of the circle. Gives right side here for Sugru. Sugru's picked up defensively by this 2-3 zone for Kearney Catholic. And now on the bounce is going to be Keller. Keller will flip it to Hunt. Hunt spins, has it top of the circle. Still looking. Not being closely guarded. And driving is Hunt. Hunt got the defender in his back pocket, elevates and scores. Good drive there by Thomas Hunt, who was able to just kind of move his defender enough and swoop in for the bucket. 21-15 with 2 minutes to go here. Adams Central has led throughout the second quarter. A little step through here for Teal. He has a shot blocked by Hilgendorf. So Hilgendorf with the block and pulls down the defensive board as well. So Sugar has it at left side. He's going to pull up for a transition three. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Kearney Catholic. As it was rebounded there by Long. And the Stars work the clock here a little bit with a minute and a half to go. They get it off left side here for Blake Teal. Over for Hoyt. Hoyt will step through, and he rattles it in and out. Good look there, but wouldn't fall. And rebound going to be taken out here by Hunt. Hunt still has it. Top of the circle, kicks for Sugru. He'll shoot the three and hit the three. So Nolan strokes in the three-pointer. He now has 7 points in the game, and there's a minute seven to go before halftime. So pass right side for Teal. He can't shoot over the top there of Hilgendorf, and so he'll hand off for Long. Long back to Teal. Hilgendorf still on him. Kicks out for Masker. Masker being shut off there by Weber will kick the ball back out here for Hoyt. Hoyt to Masker. 45 to go. Masker's going to drive. He's going to kiss it off the glass. That's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched, apparently, by Jack Keller. Hoyt was there on the inside, hoping to pull down an offensive board. And it was tipped out of bounds there by Keller. Schlechter checks back in here for Adams Central. Stars make a few substitutions. Kagan Bosshammer checks back in, and so does Benish. They work the ball back around the perimeter. Kick here left side for Grosskreutz. His three is going to be no good, and rebounded by Hunt. So Hunt brings in the offensive end, and he'll kick the ball in the lane. Driving here is going to be Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf missed the first shot, got the rebound, then a foul on Benish. That's going to be his third foul. He sat out much of the second quarter with foul trouble. He's in for about 15 seconds and collects his third foul. And Hilgendorf will go back to the line. So he'll shoot two, and the first one is going to be no good. And with a grimace on his face, Marcus Benish will leave, being substituted for by Eli Richter. So Hilgendorf with four in the game, now make it five as he makes the second of two free throws, and the lead now is 10 for the Patriots, 25-15. 20 seconds left to go in the second quarter as number 20, Grosskreutz, brings in the offensive end. He's going to drive, have the ball stripped out of his hands as he puts up the shot. It's going to go out of bounds. So Stars have plenty of time as they inbound here on the baseline. 13.4 to go. Of course, pressure in there will be Hilgendorf at 6'9". They work the ball around the perimeter. Masker has it. They'll set a screen here for O'Brien with 7 seconds left. They get it off here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer pulls up, shoots the three. No good. Offensive board. Shot off glass. No good. At the buzzer. Richter tried to tip that one in. Couldn't get it to fall. And we head to the locker room. Your score at halftime. It's Adams Central 25, Kearney Catholic 15. We'll step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Cold and flu season got you down? We at Burt's offer free delivery on all your over-the-counter and prescription needs. For a complete selection of your over-the-counter cold tablets, pain and fever, as well as homeopathic products to battle the flu, give us a call. Burt's Pharmacy at 14th and Bellevue, 402-462-4466. Burt's Drug downtown, 402-463-4343.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provides up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. PTSR offers free evaluation of sports-related injuries to all area athletes during convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours, Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. We're at halftime, where the Patriots have a 25-15 lead here over Kearney Catholic. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow pages. Well, let's take a look at our halftime numbers. So we'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic, as they've got 15 points here at intermission. They're being led by Matt Masker, who has 7 points and 2 rebounds. Marcus Benish in foul trouble, but he does have 4 points and 3 boards. Josh Long with a couple of points and a couple of rebounds. And Brant Grosskreutz with 2 points in the game as well. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic is 5 of 22 shooting for 22.7%. They are 1 of 10 from three-point range, and so they're shooting 10% there. Masker has hit the only three-pointer so far for the Stars, and he's also 2 for 2 from the free-throw line. So is Brant Grosskreutz. So the Stars are perfect from the line, but only 4 free throws the entire first half, an indication that they're not really driving the ball inside, not really drawing that body contact and attacking the hoop. They've been passing around the perimeter primarily, and they trail here at halftime by a score of 25-15. They trail by 5 at the end of the first quarter. They trail by 10 here in halftime. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at the numbers here for the Patriots, who lead it 25-15, when we return right after this.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney during their half-price event. Current season inventory is now 50% off. Suits and sports coats, 99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, half off. Sweaters and sports shirts, 50% off. Ladies' fall and winter fashions, half off. Select Brighton handbags and accessories, 30 to 50% off. Need to rent tuxedos or suits for an upcoming wedding? Book by March 31st and receive 10% off all rentals. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers during their half-off event. Trust the professionals to look your best.
Well, a couple of quick updates on the Kearney side. Out in Millard right now, Kearney High boys are leading Millard West 13-11. And the Kearney High wrestling team has just taken the lead in the state wrestling tournament. And again, coverage of that can be heard over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That's a big step up for Kearney High on their wrestling mat just moments ago, as they were able to take the lead. So again, state semifinals are over on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right now, Kearney's on top, 120-104 over Lincoln East. Here, checking the numbers for Adams Central, the Patriots with a 25-15 lead here over Kearney Catholic. They're being led so far by Nolan Sugru, who has 7 points here in the first half. Nolan also has a rebound. Gavin Lepowski off the bench has 5 points, a couple of rebounds. Thomas Hunt with 5 points, 3 rebounds. Hagen Hilgendorf has 5 points and 4 rebounds. Landon Weber with 3 points and a rebound here in the first half. Unofficially, Adams Central is 9 of 25 shooting for 36% in the game. They are 4 of 11 from three-point range. So they've actually warmed up a little bit out there. That's 36.4%, and they are 3 of 6 from the free throw line. They have 13 rebounds here in the first half and have turned the ball over, according to my numbers, only one time here in the first half. So doing a great job there. Adams Central right now out-rebounding Kearney Catholic 13-12. So 13-12, and they have the lead there. Kearney Catholic's turned the ball over three times. Only one turnover in the first half here for Adams Central, as both teams have taken great care of the basketball. However, Adams Central does have a 25-15 lead here over Kearney Catholic. We'll take another quick break. When we return, we'll have more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. And, you know, if you're Adams Central, I think, especially with Benish being in a little bit of foul trouble, I would really give a steady series of balls to Hagen Hilgendorf and get that other player that for Kearney Catholic, Marcus Benish, in even more foul trouble and go with that hot hand, because Hilgendorf, you know, can score. I mean, he is your leading scorer on the season, averaging over 14 points per ball game. I'd use him more as a weapon. And if you're Kearney Catholic, I know even if Hilgendorf's in there, you got to penetrate, not necessarily to score there, but get some of those kickback threes. The Stars only two trips to the free throw line in the first half. That's an indication they are not going inside that three-point arc very much at all. And I think they need to improve on that here in the second half if they're going to come back. Our Seeds of Success brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weegis and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. And so we're just about ready to get the second half underway as they move the ball to the other side of the court. So that's a good time to remind you, you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Randy Bushcutter with their engineer Spencer Shield. Glad you could join us here as on both stations of the ESPN Superstation. Vested interest here, Adams Central for KICS 1550 and KXPN, being represented here by Kearney Catholic. Patriots having the best of it so far on their home floor, 25-15 here at intermission. And we'll remind you at the end of the game, we'll talk with both head coaches. So Adams Central appears to be the first one to break the huddle here. They're going to go with their starters out on the floor. That'll be Sugru, Keller, Hunt, Hilgendorf, and Weber. And for Kearney Catholic, Benish will go out there with O'Brien, Grosskreutz, Masker, and Long. So, scheduled starters here for Kearney Catholic. And the ball is inbounded here for Grosskreutz. So, Kearney Catholic, first possession of the second half, down by 10, as they'll give it left side. Now, top of the circle, Masker has it. Man-to-man defense right now for Adams Central. Back out to Long. Long will give it to Benish. Benish shoots over the top of Hilgendorf. The shot's going to be no good. And rebound going to be pulled down by Hunt. So Hunt pulls down the board. And Sugar now has it between the circles. He's backing out to near midcourt. He's going to be picked up there by Grosskreutz. Stars going zone here as well. 2-3 zone. Lob pass on the inside. Not a great pass, but it'll go right back to Sugaru. Sugaru's going to penetrate. Kick left side for Keller. Keller pass through the lane. Going to be tipped around out to Sugaru. Sugaru's shot's going to be no good, and a foul, or is it out of bounds? I think they might be calling a foul here, yeah. The push is going to be on Landon Weber. So Weber with his second foul of the game, first team foul of the second half. And so Kearney Catholic will bring in the offensive end. Grosskreutz will get it to Benish. Benish will hand off here for Long. Long will back up and he'll hit from about 12 feet away on that left side. Just found a little space there. And the first bucket of the second half goes to Josh Long. And he now has 4 points in the game. Lob pass inside, going to be knocked away. And it will stay here with... They'll stay here with Adams Central, and they'll lob it in the lane here for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf step through, shot off glass, going to be no good. And rebound is taken down by O'Brien. So O'Brien will pull it down, and Grosskreutz on the baseline will step back, put up a shot. Benish trying to come up the rebound. It's bouncing off some Patriot feet there, and then Benish is going to be able to tie it up with Hunt. And the possession arrow should be pointing to Adams Central, and it is. And so the basketball will go over here to the Patriots. So 6.5 to go, third quarter. Patriots still looking for their first points of the second half. They still lead it 25-17. Between the circles, Hilgendorf has it. The 6'9 sophomore will set a little screen. Coming off of it is going to be Hunt, but they'll work back around the perimeter. Keller has it, and Keller will dribble out, give it to Nolan Sugaru. Sugaru drills to the free throw line. His jumper's going to be no good. Rebounded by Hilgendorf. Good work there by Hilgendorf, pulling down the rebound after the miss. And that keeps the drive alive here. On the baseline, shut off is Hunt. He's going to kick it back out for Weber. Weber penetrates, kicks back out this time for Hunt as they just kind of replace each other. They get to Sugaru. They'll give it to Hilgendorf. Back to Sugaru in the lane. Kick out, open for three there is Weber, but he decides not to do it. It's going to be saved by Kearney Catholic behind the back as it was knocked loose, but it's going to go out of bounds, and the Patriots will inbound it. Well, they have to cover the, they have to traverse the entire length of the court here with 5:39 to go. As Kearney Catholic was trying to make the steal there, ran out of real estate. It was saved behind the back, and it goes out of bounds. Good hassle there by Long. And now driving here is going to be Sugaru. Sugaru will go all the way in, kiss it off the glass, and it's good. Nolan Sugaru, after bringing it up court, just found a little seam in that defense, split the defenders, and was able to take it hard to the rack. On the baseline here is Masker. He'll back out behind a three-point arc, use up his dribble. 5-second count going on, but he's able to get the ball out here for Bosshammer. Kagan checked in a little bit ago, and we'll give it now to Long. Back to Masker. Masker will step back, shoot a three off the heel. No good. Bosshammer had the rebound momentarily, but then is going to be fouled. So we'll give him credit for the rebound here, and the foul will be on Thomas Hunt. That's second team foul and the second personal foul here on Hunt. We're early in the second quarter, played about 3 minutes of it, as the ball's inbounded for Caleb Hoyt. Hoyt works around the perimeter, and he'll set a little screen. The entry pass is going to be knocked off of somebody's feet. Not a kick there. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. And now Adams Central, they turn the ball over. An errant pass there. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. And the entire student body for Kearney Catholic, represented by the girls basketball team. With the dribble here is going to be Hoyt. Entry pass for Marcus Benish. Benish kisses it off the glass, gets the bucket and foul. Strong post move there by Marcus Benish. They're going to count the bucket, and the foul is going to be on Hilgendorf. For Hilgendorf, that's just his first foul of the game. Benish has committed three, and now Benish will go to the free throw line for the and one. And it's good. So Benish will finish the three-point play and make it now 27-20. Entry pass for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf shoots over the top of Benish, and Benish is going to be called for the foul. Benish got the block, but they're going to say he got the body as well. And so that's four on him with 4:32 to go here in the third quarter. As I said, I would work the ball into Hilgendorf to get Benish out of there. The free throw is up and good. And it's worked here because he's coming out of the game. Eli Richter going to come in. Second free throw, good. So Hilgendorf now with 7 points in the ball game. Schlechter going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. And on the bounce here is going to be Brant Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz will give it up on that left side to Long. Lob pass inside to Richter, and Richter will get the bucket, and we got a timeout. Eli Richter with the bucket and a quick timeout here by Adam Central with 4:19 to go here in the third quarter. They lead it 29-22. We'll return to Adam Central right after this.
The Midwinter Cabin Fever Reliever is coming February 10th. It's the 11th annual Heartland Hoops Classic, brought to you by Protein Design and Dinsdale Automotive. Highlighted by the primetime contest between Oak Hill Academy and Sunrise Christian Academy, two nationally recognized programs. Buy day-long admissions at one low price from Ticketmaster. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 10th. Order them online now at Ticketmaster.
This timeout brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. Coach Foster calls the quick timeout after that easy bucket. They lobbed it inside for Richter, and so he called the timeout. Still has three timeouts left. Adam Central has three. Kearney Catholic has all five left as we're here in the third quarter. In the offensive end, Lipowski checked in during the timeout. Hunt has it, top of the circle. He'll set a screen here for Schlechter. Around the perimeter we go. Sugru has it. Sugru fakes the pass. We'll put up the three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by Grosskreutz. So Grosskreutz with the board in the offensive end here for Kearney Catholic. And they get it right side for Long. Long working against Schlechter. Stops on the baseline. And we'll kick the ball back out of here for Hoyt. Hoyt on the bounce. Looks for Grosskreutz, but we'll give it to Long on that right side. Schlechter screened off, so here's the three. Going to be no good. Offensive rebound, entry pass inside, going to be a turnover. So Kearney Catholic will turn the ball over after they missed the three and got the offensive rebound, and now we're going to have a reach call here against the Stars. And that will be on Caleb Hoyt. That will be his first foul of the game. So the ball inbounded here for Hunt. And Hunt, working off a screen, will bounce behind his pass, behind the back pass to Hilgendorf for a three. That's going to be no good. And another rebound here by Grosskreutz. So Grosskreutz with the board, as Hilgendorf couldn't drain that three-pointer after the behind-the-back bounce pass. And Grosskreutz looks to the inside, but works now around the perimeter, giving it to Hoyt. Hoyt with the dribble. Over for Long. Long with the handoff for Bosshammer. Kagan with the dribble. And he'll dribble on all the way down to the baseline. Staying right there with him is Thomas Hunt. That's good defense by Hunt as they work back around here left side. Hoyt's got it. Gets it inside for Richter. Richter with the double team. Loses the basketball. Adam Central with the steal. Throws it up ahead. Pass up to Hunt. Hunt kisses it off the glass. And he'll go to the line for the and one. Good ball movement by Adam Central as they were able to throw the ball up ahead to Hunt. And Hunt kisses it off the glass and will have the and one after the second foul of the game called here on Caleb Hoyt. So they forced the turnover, run the floor very nicely, and now the and one. Hunt missed the free throw, and it's going to be rebounded by Richter. So 31-22 is our score here, as Richter was able to pull down the board. And Kearney Catholic down by nine with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Facing man-to-man pressure here by Adam Central. They kick it to Teal. Top of the circle, he shoots the three. No good. And the ball is going to go out of bounds. A lot of contact there. I think Richter got away with a foul. Adam Central couldn't reel in the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So the Stars will inbound on the baseline after they missed the three. Adam Central couldn't reel it in. and Teal to toss in. Masker checked in a moment ago. Ball's going to be inbounded here for Grosskreutz. Back to Teal on that left side. Masker post up Schlechta. Wants the ball as they work back around the perimeter here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer lobs it inside for Masker, and they collapse on Masker. There's going to be a hold there, and it's going to be one of the guys on the help side. The foul is going to be on 34 Weber. So Masker will inbound on the baseline. They get it behind the three-point arc on that right wing, and Masker now has it in that same spot as they bounce it out to him. He's going to drive, and he loses the ball on the way up, and there's going to be a foul, and tapping his chest saying, yeah, my bad, is Gavin Lepofsky. He's going to be called for his first foul of the game, and it's going to send Masker to the line. Matt Masker here with 7 points in the ball game. He is a 64% free throw shooter, and his free throw here is up and no good. He made his first two of the game, and now he misses that one. And checking back in for Adams Central is going to be Thomas Hunt and Hagen Hilgendorf. So 6'9 back into the ball game to increase that size here for Adams Central. Overall, they have good length, especially with Hilgendorf, who's 6'9. Masker's second free throw is up and good. So he missed the first one, but makes the second. And Adams Central with a 31-23 lead inside of 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. Little penetration, kick out for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf will step through in the line. Did he walk? Yes, he did. So Richter and Masker collapse on Hilgendorf, and Hilgendorf is going to be called for the walk. He's just a sophomore. He's going to keep working on those post moves, and he's going to be a tremendous basketball player here in a couple of years. It's a pretty good weapon right now. Around the perimeter, Kearney Catholic will kick it over to Teal on that left side. Teal gets a screen, shoots the three. It's going to be no good, and rebounded by Schlechta. So Tyler Schlechta with his first rebound of the game. And they'll hand the basketball. No, still keeping his dribble going there is Hunt. He'll get it inside here for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf shoots over the top of Richter. Got Richter to move with a little ball fake. Richter was going down as Hilgendorf was going up, and Richter is going to commit the foul. So Hilgendorf, again, that's a good play. Get yourself to the free throw line and to get the other guy in foul trouble. The free throw is up and good. Richter with his first foul of the game. And Hilgendorf now with 8 points in the game. His second free throw is on the way, and that one is good as well. So Hilgendorf, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, shooting 70%. And he's only got one field goal, but again, 7 points from the free throw line. And the Patriot lead is back out to 10, 33-23. It was a 10-point halftime lead. Right side with it is Bosshammer. Bosshammer looks inside here for Richter, takes it down to the baseline, kicks top the circle. Now they get it to Teal. Masker has it on the baseline left side. Now he dribbles to the elbow, kicks out here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer's three is no good, and rebounded by Adams Central. Snagging the board there is going to be Weber after the missed three, and Weber will kick the ball here left side, and the three-pointer by Lepofsky is going to be no good, and great hustle on that rebound by Keller to pull down the board, and now right wing with the basketball is going to be Weber. Weber kicks left side for Lepofsky, and Lepofsky will get the ball back with 24 seconds to go, and they're going to milk the clock here a little bit. Hunt near midcourt will be picked up with a little token pressure here by O'Brien. And now backing out is Hunt. Gets that 5 second count off. They're not counting it right now. Gets a screen. Dribbling is Weber. Weber kicks to Schlechta. Schlechta on the baseline will shoot off glass. And it's up and in, essentially at the buzzer. So Tyler Schlechter with a baseline drive weaves his way around the defense, kisses it off the glass, and Tyler with his first bucket of the ball game to give Adams Central their largest lead, 35-23, as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specializing in you.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers, neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
And welcome back here to Adams Central, our broadcast booth brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. And Kearney Catholic will inbound the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They got some work to do. They trail 35-23 here at Adams Central. On the bounce with the Stars is going to be Grosskreutz. Gives it to Masker, top of the circle, and Masker will stroke in a three-pointer. Matt Masker for three. He's got 11 in the game, and that will cut that lead back down to 9. So on the bounce is going to be Hunt. Hunt takes it all the way down the baseline, throws it across over there to Hilgendorf. He shoots a three. That's going to be no good. And rebound by Benish. So Benish with the board after the other post player missed the three-pointer. With it, here's Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz is going to roll it out the long. Back to Grosskreutz. He'll try the baseline. He'll shoot off the heel. No good. Rebound is tipped back out here for Grosskreutz. And now they'll lob it inside for Benish, and that's going to be tipped away. Good help on the backside, forcing the turnover there by Weber. So Weber forces the turnover. He's got the basketball now, and he'll kick it left side to Shugrue. Inside for Hilgendorf. Back to Shugrue. He'll shoot top of the key. Three-pointer off the heel. No good. And rebound again here by Hilgendorf. So good work there by Hilgendorf. Pull down that offensive board. Sugaru on the dribble. Takes it in the lane. Good jump stop, but he's going to throw it here left side for Hunt, who's open for three. He's going to miss it, and rebounded by Long. So Long will pull down the board, and he'll give it up ahead here for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz picked up by Sugaru. Gives it top of the circle here for O'Brien. O'Brien's used up the dribble. Gives it to Masker. Masker looked inside, but instead will work back around the perimeter to O'Brien. And Adams Central again with that man-to-man. Grosskreutz being patient here. He's in the center jump circle with the dribble, and they'll give it to Masker. Masker drives, hands off here to Long. Long had a little trouble with that handoff, picks it up, and now he'll just give the ball right back out here for Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz right side for Masker. Masker will drive, body contact, and going up. He's going to be fouled. He was trying to go up, but he got those arms held, so he couldn't even get off the ground. And the foul is going to be called here on Landon Weber. That's going to be his fourth. And Masker will get himself to the free throw line again. His free throw is up and good. Masker now with a dozen. Adams Central with a 35-27 lead here over Kearney Catholic. And checking in for the Patriots is going to be Gavin Lepofsky. He'll come in here for Weber, who, as we mentioned, has those four fouls. Masker's second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So he makes both of them. And he's shot pretty well from the free throw line. He's 5 out of 6 from the line here in the game. He's going to come out here quick, get a breather. And so Shuker will bring in the offensive end. Stars will pick up the defense there. Staying on him is going to be Grosskreutz. So they'll hand off here for Hunt. Hunt over here for Lepofsky. But Lepofsky hands off to Sugar. Sugar drives in the lane, finds an open space, and will score. Nolan Sugar with the jumper over Brant Grosskreutz, and that will push that lead back out to 9. Patriots 37-28 over Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic will lob it inside for Benish. Great pass inside for Benish. He'll get the bucket, and that's it. I mean, they didn't put any pressure on the ball. Nobody was behind Benish, so they lobbed it up ahead. As soon as he caught it, that was point-blank range. And now a great pass inside to set up Hilgendorf, and Hilgendorf will score.
Nolan Sugarew threaded the needle with that bounce pass to put the Patriots back up by 9. 5:16 to go. Timeout being taken here by Adams Central. They lead it 39-30, and we'll be back to Adams Central right after this.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
This time out brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994, located where you need us, specializing in you. By the way, Grand Island Central Catholic leads St. Paul 29-24. Skip pass here on the left side. Three-pointer for Grosskreutz. It's going to be no good. And rebounding it is going to be Lepofsky here for Adams Central. So Adams Central, we'll see how patient they are here with less than 5 minutes to go in the basketball game. They give it to Nolan Sugarew. They kick here left wing for Lepofsky. And they are spreading things out a little bit more as they've gone away from that three-point arch a little bit. Hunt has the dribble. He'll give the ball here right side for Lepofsky. Now on the left side for Keller. Back to Lepofsky. Over here for Nolan Sugarew. They'll kick the ball here on the left side for Hunt. Hunt will get it on the baseline for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf will spot up and score outside the lane. Scored from about 7 feet away. And Hilgendorf now with 13 in the game. Sugarew has 11. Benish on the baseline will shoot. And the friendly roll will not go, as it's going to be rebounded out of there by Lepofsky. So Lepofsky pulls down the board, kick in the corner, three-pointer here for Adams Central. No good. Great hustle by Hilgendorf to keep the ball alive. Kick out, three, good for Lepofsky. That's what hustle will do for you. Keep the ball alive enough, and Lepofsky hits the three, and Kearney Catholic will call the timeout. Adams Central's largest lead of the game, 44-30. 3:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. The Patriots with a 44-40 lead. And, of course, St. Paul next up here for Adams Central. They've got their hands full with Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. St. Paul will be the opponent out at Grand Island Senior High for the Patriots in the first game of their sub-district. For Kearney Catholic, they'll be taking on Wood River Tuesday in Holdridge. And Coach Schlechter giving a little high five to his 6'9 sophomore post player who showed tremendous hustle moments ago as Hilgendorf flew out of bounds and saved it, and it turns into a three-point bucket. So that kind of effort turns into a three-pointer by Lepofsky. So here on the dribble for Kearney Catholic is Grosskreutz. They're going to spin it inside here for Benish. Benish will shoot over the top of Hilgendorf, and he'll score. Good work there by Benish. He's been trying to fight his way through some foul trouble to make it now 44-32. Right side, three-pointer. Hilgendorf in and out, no good. Boy, it was almost down. And the rebound is pulled out there by Bosshammer. So Bosshammer with the defensive board. And now Kearney Catholic has it stolen away. Kagan loses the basketball. The layup is going to be good. Well, after the steal, Lepofsky with the easy bucket. So good work there after the steal. As Kearney Catholic turns it over, and that one might spell doom here. We only got 3 minutes to go, and the Patriots are up by 14. Dribbling behind the back is Grosskreutz. He's picked up by Schlechter. And they'll give it here between the circles for Bosshammer. Bosshammer kicks out now right side for O'Brien. His three's no good. O'Brien fighting for the rebound. I think it went off O'Brien's foot and out of bounds. It was rebounded momentarily there by Hunt, and eventually it's going to go out of bounds. But last touch by Kearney Catholic. So 2:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Schlechter checks in, and he'll throw the ball up ahead here for Hilgendorf. Hilgendorf in the offensive end will hand the basketball out for Hunt. Throw into the corner on the baseline. Drive here by Keller, and he's going to be fouled. Jack Keller driving hard to the basket is going to be fouled there by Caleb Hoyt. Hoyt got a lot of basketball on that block, but he also got the arm. So Keller will be shooting two, and his first one is up and good. For Jack Keller, that's his first point of the ball game. Teal checks in here for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is also good. So Keller's first 2 points come from the free throw line, and that lead is 16 with 2:26 to go. 48-32 is our score. Ball here on the left side for O'Brien. O'Brien will drive in the lane, puts up a tough shot, and it's going to be rebounded by Hunt. Well, they drove and tried to shoot over top of Hilgendorf, and O'Brien drew a little bit of glass, but that was it. And it was rebounded by Hunt. So Hunt now has it on that left side. He'll give it for Hilgendorf. Inside at 2 minutes to go here. Back out to Hunt. Adam Central can afford to be patient. They give it to Schlechta. Schlechta will put it on the baseline. Back to Schlechta. Schlechta, little runner in and out, no good. And rebound taken out by O'Brien. Good look there. But they missed it. Entry pass in here for the Stars in transition. And Benish will get the bucket. And then a foul. It's going to be a timeout being called there by the Stars. Minute 41 to go here. They cut the lead down to 48-34. This timeout brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney. We'll be back to Adams Central right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Adams Central with a 48-34 lead here with a minute 41 to go. Kearney Catholic had a couple of leads in that first quarter, but by the end of the quarter, Adams Central led by five, and it's really not been a whole lot closer since then. This is not their largest lead, but Adams Central is up by 14 with a minute 41 to go. They're going to lob it up ahead here for Nolan Sugru. Sugru, leading a three-on-three, gives it to Hilgendorf, and Hilgendorf drives the baseline. He'll kiss that off the glass and score. Well, you beat the press, you make them pay, and now it is their largest lead of the game again at 16. Long, going to step back, shoot a three. He knew it was an air ball. It was short, and Sugru was able to pull down the board. So they're facing some pressure. Adams Central loses the basketball. They haven't turned it over a whole lot, but Boss Amber's able to pick it up. He's going to drive in. Shot won't fall. Rebound is tipped out here for Masker. Masker has it, and Masker looks to the inside. Can't shoot over the top here of Lepofsky. He'll drive, and Lepofsky with the block, but they're going to call a foul on the body. Boy, he got all the ball, but on the body on the way up, apparently. And so Lepofsky will be called for his second foul. And Masker's free throw rolls around and is no good. Score remains 50-34 with 1 minute to go here. So Adams Central will hit postseason play with a record of 14-9. Adams Central will be 14-9. Kearney Catholic will fall to 4-18. And there's wholesale substitutions here for Adams Central so they can celebrate their regulars as they come off the court. And so the second line will be out there for the final 1 minute. Free throw is good here for Masker. Ball's going to be inbounded here for Cameron Foster. Foster being trapped, and he'll throw the ball up ahead. Hoyt will force the turnover. Adams Central turns it over. Jumper on that left side going to be up and good here for Kearney Catholic as Bosshammer gets the bucket. And a five-second count nearly expiring here with that whistle. I thought that was the call, but instead Zach Foster calls the timeout. And with 45 seconds to go, this timeout brought to you by ENT Positions of Kearney. Patriots lead it 50-37 when we return after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Dante Bullhauer brings the ball in the offensive end here for Adams Central after the timeout. They give it to Taylor Meyer. Meyer will kick here right side for Jacob Plackey, and Plackey will get the ball over here for Foster. And now the three-pointer on that left side going to be no good for Meyer. Offensive rebound and bucket. Great job on the inside there by Dante Bullhauer, Bullhauer rather, as he gets the rebound and the bucket. And a timeout being taken here just for the substitution. And Kearney Catholic calls the timeout just to sub some kids in. And the ball is going to be inbounded here for Nick Carlson. Three-pointer on this left side for Zach Worm. That's going to be no good. Rebound taken out by Adam Central, and they're going to call them for a travel. Blackie with the rebound here. And so ball inbounded here for the Stars, Cam Cessna. Cessna will drive on that left side. Shot's going to be no good. Rebounded by Plackey. So Plackey will pull up the defensive board here. We'll throw the ball up ahead. Plackey's got it. Throws it in the corner for Meyer. Meyer jumper would not have counted had it gone from the baseline, because time has expired here as Adams Central picks up a 52-37 win over Kearney Catholic. Again, the Stars fall to 4-18. Adams Central now is 14-9 on the year, thanks to a 15-point win, 52-37. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Northern Peak Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. It's time now for our New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic had a couple leads early in the game, but Adams Central built a 5-point lead and kept expanding and kept expanding and kept expanding, and the cream rose to the top here. Adams Central with a 52-37 win over the Stars. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic. Leading the way for them was Matt Masker, who finished with 14 points, 2 rebounds. Marcus Benish with 13 points, 3 rebounds. Josh Long with 4 points, 4 boards. Kagan Bosshammer with a couple of points and 3 rebounds. Brant Grosskreutz also with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Eli Richter, 2 points, 2 rebounds. A couple of rebounds for Caleb Hoyt. Also a couple of rebounds here for Logan O'Brien. Unofficially, the Stars were 13 of 46 shooting for 28.3%. They were 9 of 11 from the free throw line, so they were really good there. But 3-point shooting, rather, they were 2 of 20, so they shot 10% from behind the arc, 2 of 20 here in the game, and shooting 28% overall. The Stars did turn the ball over 8 times here in the game unofficially, had 20 rebounds in the face of Adam Central, who I actually had Adam Central with 18 rebounds here in the game, so the Stars did a nice job of rebounding, but Adam Central just outshot him, out-hustled him, and just played better defense. That's one reason why Adam Central shot the ball better, because they always had a hand in the face of a Kearney Catholic player, and Adam Central worked the offense so well that they win this one by a final at 52-37. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers here for Adam Central and hopefully have a chance to talk with both head coaches when we return right after this timeout.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers, neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. Patriots with a 52-37 win over Kearney Catholic, and leading the way for AC was Hagen Hilgendorf, finished with 15 points, 5 rebounds. Nolan Sugarew with 11 points and a rebound. Gavin Leposky off the bench had a nice game, finished with 10 points, a couple of boards. Thomas Hunt with 7 points, 4 rebounds. Landon Weber with 3 points and 1 rebound. Tyler Schlechter with 2 points, 1 rebound. Jack Keller with a couple of points and a board. Dante Bullhauer finished with 2 points in the game as well, late in the game. Unofficially, Adams Central was 19 of 46 shooting for 41%. Not great, but still better than what Kearney Catholic shot. They were 5 of 20 from 3-point range, so they shot 25% from behind the arc. From the free throw line, they were 9 of 13 for right at 70% in the game. They had 18 rebounds, but according to my numbers, turned the ball over only 5 times here in the basketball game, and Adams Central improves their record now to 14-9 on the year. Kearney Catholic now 4-18. Both teams will be entering sub-district play on Tuesday. St. Paul will go against Adams Central over at Grand Island Senior High. Wood River will be the opponent for Kearney Catholic in Holdridge coming up on Tuesday. Once again, your final in this one, 52-37. We'll step away for a moment, see if we can get some more scores from around the area. And again, we'll talk with both head coaches, Zach Foster for Adams Central and Bob Langan for Kearney Catholic, when we return right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Hi, this is Ron Hirsch with Town & Country Bank in Kearney. Years ago, Dad gave me some good advice. Go to a doctor you trust for medical care, go to an attorney you trust for legal advice, and build your bank relationship on a foundation of trust. Since 1905, Town & Country Bank has served its customers with honesty, simplicity, and soundness. That's the foundation of trust and the way banking should be. I invite you to do your banking at Town & Country Bank with branches in Kearney, Ravenna, Pleasanton, and Litchfield. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Adams Central. Patriots win at 52-37 over Kearney Catholic. And joining us now is Zach Foster, head coach of Adams Central. And I kind of said before we got on the air, kind of a boa constrictor tonight. You just never let these guys get back into the game.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with our defense. At halftime, you know, we were plus 10. But we told our kids we thought we played a great half, except we didn't think we really finished a couple of possessions. They only had 15 points, but a couple of them we thought were kind of second-chance points where we had rebounds in our grasp but just didn't quite finish it. The guys in green wanted it more than we did. So outside of that, we were really pleased defensively. We just were kind of frustrated that it seemed like Kearney Catholic wanted the ball more than us a few times on the glass. But other than that, we were pretty happy.
And you didn't really allow them to penetrate inside very much at all, and I think Hagen has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, he did a nice job, and he had an ankle a couple days ago, and so he hasn't practiced the last two or three days, and I think that kind of affected his rhythm offensively. Because, I mean, he's an 80% free throw shooter, and, you know, he I think he was 1-for-7 from the floor and, like, 2-for-6 on the line in the first half. So yeah. We thought he got the ball in the right spots and made good plays. He just didn't kind of make shots he's normally made. But defensively, I thought he did a lot of good things, you know. And there's not many times in C1 in Nebraska where you have a couple 6'8 kids that can play against each other. And so I think that was different for him, too. I thought Benish made some nice plays against Hagen, where Hagen had to adapt to playing a kid his own size. Which has been a while since he's done that this year. Probably only once or twice he's had to go against a guy his size. I thought Lana Weber and Jack Keller really, really were good, and they're kind of unsung heroes for our defense. I mean, you know, they don't score a lot. We said when Webb hit that three tonight, it was like worth 12 points because he doesn't make many of those.
Yeah.
But those guys really, really guard well, and I think Masker, you know, everybody in the area knows how good an athlete he is, and I thought Weber did a really good job on the bounce trying to keep him in front of him. And it's kind of two bulls going at it there. They're both built similar, you know. And
yeah.
That was a really good job, I thought, by Landon.
And, you know, Kearney Catholic likes to shoot that perimeter shot out there. They were 2-of-20. And, again, it has a lot to do with the defense you guys put on them.
Well, I think it's both ways. I don't think we shot well either. And you tip your hat to their defense. So I thought it was kind of a mirror image in a lot of ways of the game, you know. And we made a couple in the second half that kind of stretched it out. But you tip your hat to them as well. We like to think our defense had something to do with their shooting, but I think theirs did as well with us.
It's awfully nice to have a little bit of momentum heading into sub-district.
It is, you know, and I've talked to people around Hastings a lot in the last 4 weeks probably, and it's been kind of frustrating because people kept saying, you know, what's wrong with your team, what's wrong, because we lost 6-of-8 in there, we lost 4-of-5, but, you know, we felt we were getting better. We really did. We played Crete, Aurora, St. Cecilia, GICC. We played some really good basketball teams, you know, and when you play really good teams, you lose sometimes, and so we said from day one, like any coach, but we said from day one, we just want to be playing our best basketball coming to district tournament. And we think we've really gotten better the last month, and we're excited as heck about what the next week and a half holds.
All right, go get him, Zach. Appreciate time.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head basketball coach here for Adams Central. The Patriots win this one by a final of 52-37. And so a tough loss here for the Stars. And kind enough to join us is Bob Langan, head coach for Kearney Catholic. And, Coach, I was talking with Coach Foster. 2-of-20 shooting from three-point range. That's not a recipe for success for you guys.
No, it's not. And that's what I told our kids when we went in the locker room. I said we did some not smart things defensively that hurt us. And then I said we didn't shoot the ball very well tonight. But if we can take care of business on Tuesday and Thursday and then possibly see them on that following Monday, if the ball goes in a little better and we can clean some stuff up, that I think we have a great shot at it. But like I said, all year we've been saying that, and now we're 4-18, so hopefully it starts to go through their heads. I don't know if it is going to go through their heads, if it hasn't yet, but just stay after them. I told them when they come home, if they're disappointed in themselves tonight for turnovers or shooting, you have from now until we get to Kearney, and then that's it, because we've got to have confident guys going into next week.
So gripe and complain and moan until you hit exit 272.
Yep.
There you go. Good answer on that. I thought it was interesting. You don't, and Coach Fox
Austin pointed this out. You don't get 6'8", 6'9", guys banging against each other very often in Class C1. And Marcus, against a good post player that's actually slightly taller than him, had a nice night tonight, finished with 13.
Yeah, Marcus had a nice night, and we pulled out some stuff to get him a post touch that we haven't used all year, and we did a good job of getting him the ball, and he got four fouls there, and that kind of hurt early. Yeah. And then we had it down. I think we had it down to a single-digit lead and had a chance for an offense or a defensive rebound, and then they got after it and kicked it out and hit that shot. So that pulls Marcus out of the game for us when we got to kind of get up and pressure and do some more full-court stuff. But I thought he did a great job. What scared me a little bit, like you said, Hagen's good, and Hagen can go inside out and maybe a little bit better foot speed than Marcus. But I was really impressed what Marcus did against Hagen in the post there, and it was nice to see him guard him defensively too. There's one time I think he closed out a little bit too short, but that's going to be a learning lesson, so we'll have to just do that against who we have the next couple weeks, hopefully.
All right, again, not a lot of free throws either, not a lot of penetration. You know, I thought maybe you guys would want to penetrate, but with that size that they have in the inside, that penetrate and then kick out for the three just wasn't really there tonight.
Yeah, I will have to go back and look on film. I know at halftime, to try to get some more of those gaps, we said that we needed better spacing, whether it be in our four out or five out, to create them lanes. And then I don't think our spacing hardly improved at all there. And I think they did a good job at times helping off into that driving gap. And this year, when our kids see that smaller gap, they're just a little bit more hesitant to drive in there. I don't know if it was because we had turnover troubles earlier in the year, but you're exactly what you said. We still want to do our drive and kick out and maybe get a better look. And credit to Zach. I know from last year to this year, I think his kids are a lot more physical than they have. And in the JV game, I noticed that, and we said that something before the game, that we don't want to be out physical by Adams Central, and I think for a lot of the game we were, so that's something we're going to have to improve on too.
And a couple of last things here. Matt Masker, another nice night for him, finished with 14 points, a couple of rebounds, and again, I think really a lot of the offense went through his hands.
Yeah, Matt's, like I said, throughout the year, Matt's our leader, and it's nice to see when he comes into the game to be a little bit more getting after it and attacking the basket, because I know he didn't shoot the ball particularly well against Centura, but he kept shooting it, so it was nice to see him come out and attack, because when you're playing Adams Central there, I think Matt's a little bit quicker than Hagen if you get a switch on him, and then the Weber kid does a nice job defensively too, but I think Matt does a good job there.
You guys are going to hit sub-district play with a record of 4-18, but that doesn't mean that you aren't really consider one of those teams that really can win that sub-district. What do you have to do next week to still be alive this time next week?
We open up with Wood River, and they're improved from last year to this year. I told their coach that after we had a close one with them there, and I think they've improved there. It's going to be a little bit different. We've seen a lot of man-to-man. They're going to have to play a zone. So, like you said, our 2-for-10 from the three-point line is going to have to improve, and we're going to have to work on getting the ball inside and being patient against that zone. And then on the other end, I haven't seen a whole lot of Gibbon. I know we've seen Minden. We played them to a four-point game the first time at their place. I think we're better, but I also think they're better, so I think that's going to be a good matchup if that's where it comes up being, if we can take care of business and Minden takes care of business. But like you said, 2-from-10 from three is going to be tough to win some games, especially when you get deeper in the postseason. So we're going to have to hit some shots and clean up some stuff defensively.
All right, go get him, Bob. Appreciate
your
time.
All right, thanks, Randy.
Thank you. Bob Lang, and basketball coach for Kearney Catholic. They fall here at Adams Central, a final of 52-37. At last report, Kearney High out at Millard was leading Millard West 48-41 at last report. Ben, a great regular season. From here on out, everything's going to be postseason for us here on the Platte River Radio group of stations. We certainly want to say thanks to all of our regular season sponsors, and this is always that fun time of year. Everybody on the boys' side still has a chance to win a state championship. All you got to do is go undefeated from this point on, and it's always a lot of fun to do that. And Adams Central and Kearney Catholic still have the opportunity to make some noise down the stretch. But it is the Patriots who have a much better record at 14-9 on the year, and Kearney Catholic at 4-18. And Adams Central does win it here on their home floor by a final of 52-37. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Spencer Shield, back in the studios. our engineer, want to say thanks for joining us, and good night, everybody.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.